Can you believe that we have already talked about five touchy topics as the presidential election looms large before us? Those topics were abortion and pro-life, racism, marriage and the LGBTQ community, immigration and the environment. In each homily, I tried to advance the argument, not by picking a political party or by siding with a certain candidate, but by looking at the subject more spiritually, gazing through the eyes of faith. How should Catholic Christians consider these hot-button issues? In the sixth homily, we will turn our attention to the reform of health care. Let me start with the story about the founding of a local Catholic hospital here in Fort Smith by the Sisters of Mercy. In 1853, Sister Mary Teresa Farrell, by the way, her bronze statue stands right outside our church in Gateway Park. Well, Sister Mary Teresa Farrell led three other sisters from Ireland up the Arkansas River by steamboat to Fort Smith. They immediately undertook the task of educating the poor and caring for the sick, a school and a hospital. During the Civil War, they did not ask if a soldier was from the North or if he was from the South of the Mason-Dixon line. They cared for all, regardless of the uniform. The sisters saluted the wearer, not the uniform. In 1905, that rich heritage of healthcare blossomed when they opened St. Edward's Infirmary. But before they could break ground, they needed the blessing of the bishop. So they promised him that they would name the hospital for him if he gave them permission. Bishop Edward Fitzgerald was more than happy to oblige, and hence it was called St. Edward's Hospital. You know, they say it's better to be lucky than good, but when you're an Irish nun, you're both. St. Edward's Hospital, like all Catholic hospitals, embody everything that should be included in truly healthy health care. You might remember in 2017, the United States Congress was debating either curtailing or entirely canceling the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The Catholic bishops of our country wrote a letter, both to the Senate and to the House of Representatives, outlining five principles that our elected officials should bear in mind and put into practice in order to reform health care. These five principles are applied robustly in Catholic hospitals, and we pray for their fuller implementation in hospitals throughout the country. What are these five principles of healthcare reform? Well, first, government-sponsored healthcare should respect human life and dignity. The bishops state categorically, the bishops of the United States continue to reject the inclusion of abortion as part of a national health care benefit. In other words, our tax dollars should not be used to fund abortions. Why not? Well, if public funds are funneled to abortions, then taxpayers like you and me become materially complicit in the abortion because we provided the material means to make the abortion possible. Now, the individual taxpayer may not be guilty of a grave sin as long as he or she does not directly intend to pay taxes to provide abortions. Nonetheless, we have created what the Catechism of the Catholic Church calls structures of sin, that lead their victims to do evil in their own turn. Put simply, the Catholic bishops are strongly opposed to health care that creates structures of sin that cause abortions. The second principle the bishops urge is honoring conscience rights. They explain further, Congress should expressly provide conscience protections as part of any health care plan for those who participate in the delivery or coverage of health care services. Do you recall the Hippocratic Oath that doctors take upon graduating from medical school? Part of that oath reads, I will do no harm or injustice to my patients. It goes on, neither will I administer a poison to anybody when asked to do so, nor will I suggest such a course. It goes on, similarly, I will not give to a woman a pessary to cause an abortion. And today you learned what the word pessary means. It's something that causes an abortion. The Hippocratic Oath was intended to strengthen a doctor's conscience when they provided health care. Indeed, it was an oath that they made to God. The U.S. bishops are asking Congress not to deaden that conscience, but rather to defend it. The third principle is accessibility, which the bishops articulate in these terms. Healthcare is not a privilege, but a right and a requirement to protect the life and dignity of every person. The bishops also add, we have a responsibility to ensure that no one is left without the ability to see a doctor or get emergency care when needed. The third principle reminds me of those courageous and self-sacrificing sisters of mercy who provided health care to all patients, Union soldiers, as well as Confederate soldiers. Notice the sisters did not care what side of the border a patient was from during the Civil War, even though we were briefly two countries, the United States of America and the Confederate States of America, that existed from 1861 to 1863. Likewise, the bishops beseech Congress to pass health care reform that allows hospitals and doctors to heal everyone without exception. Accessible means available to all. The bishops describe the fourth principle as affordability. They write, many lower-income families simply lack the resources to meet their health care expenses. They continue, for these families, substantial premiums and cost-sharing charges can serve as barriers to obtaining coverage or seeing a doctor. This fourth principle of affordability sounds very similar to the previous principle of accessibility, but they are distinct. Accessibility addresses discrimination. Affordability addresses destitution. The bishops are only asking us to follow the healing example of Jesus himself. In the Gospel of Luke, who, by the way, was himself a physician, we read, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid hands on them, and every one of them was healed. Jesus' healing ministry was always accessible and affordable, and therefore he is the model of all healthy health care. The fifth principle is perhaps the loftiest goal of all, but still necessary. Namely, healthcare should be comprehensive and high quality. Our Catholic prelates persist. Healthcare is much more than mere insurance. They continued, limited access to minimal healthcare, particularly for poor and vulnerable people, including the undocumented, is not enough. What does that mean? Well, we are blessed to have several doctors who are parishioners here at Immaculate Conception Church. A couple of times when I was sick, They were happy to heal my infirmities. Several times at Mass, we've had people actually pass out during the Mass. I think the deacons were preaching at the time. Our doctors sprang into action, even jumping over the pews to try to get to the hurt person first. Before the pandemic started, we had a Honduras trip where we would go as missionaries to Honduras, and our doctors gave of their time, talent, and treasure to heal the sick. I am so proud of all our doctors who provide maximum health care rather than minimum. My friends, health care reform is not a simple issue with easy answers. But the Sisters of Mercy, who arrived in Fort Smith over 150 years ago and cared for the sick, sure made it look easy. Those sisters' health care was truly healthy because it met all five principles that the bishops enunciated. First, they respected life and dignity. Second, they honored the rights of conscience. Third, their care was accessible to all. Fourth, their care was affordable to the poor. And fifth, their care was comprehensive and high quality. The bishops conclude their letter saying, "Our aim and our prayer is that this perspective will help make clear the likely impacts of the decisions you are about to debate in Congress." As I conclude this homily, my aim and my prayer is that it will also help make clear the likely impact of your vote this November. Praised be Jesus Christ.